Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the Friday show. First of all, I have to put my heart and my soul and my feelings and my energies and all I can say and do and pray and send love to those in Florida. It's amazing. Or anybody, and actually in the Caribbean, you know, it's not just the United States that's being affected. Islands are being decimated by these hurricanes. And then Mexico, Guatemala border, they had a big earthquake. It just, you know, it's like Mother Earth is saying, I've had enough with you guys. You know, you've messed around with me for a while. So let's send some love to these people. Let's do what we can. I give to the ASPCA because animals are a big thing in my life. So I love animals. I actually have a great article because today's about, with all the bad news, I thought we would do something more inspiring today to kind of get your hearts pumped up to a little love, to a little inspiration, a little act of kindness. So today is about inspiration. It's about acts of kindness. It's about letting your ancestors talk to you about whatever's going on in your life. If you need some inspiring words, you're a little down, let them talk to you, okay? Or I can channel a famous person who can maybe inspire you a little bit, or my spirit guides. It's up to you guys. What do you want to hear from? You know, your ancestors, maybe my spirit guides. I'll channel any of those, or maybe a famous person. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe they don't want to come through today. But I have some articles. Anyway, you know, so if you want to call in, let's do some inspiring stuff today. Let's get you all pumped up. You know, there's a lot of negativity in the world, and there's a lot of disasters in the world. You know, and if you get your vibration up and your energy level up, you can send more love. You know, kind of hard to send love when you're kind of like, I'm not sending love. So let's get you all inspired today. Let's get you all pumped up. And we'll talk to some famous people maybe, or your ancestors. But I have an article I want to start, because today is about random acts of kindness and kindness. And I've been into this recently. I've been reading an excellent book on how kindness affects your physical health. And I won't get into all the details about it, but basically kindness, and when you exert kindness and when you feel it and you give it to other people, what it's doing for you is actually sending out chemicals into your body which help you heal. Okay? Oxytocin, if you feel good, if you're doing kind things to other people or for yourself too, but other people. And it also sends out a chemical into the arteries which will help widen the arteries, which will lower your blood pressure and also help your heart. So kindness has not just, it's that feel good thing, but also it's good for your physical health. So we're going to talk about kindness. We're going to talk about inspiring quotes. I have a whole bunch of those. I have 29 random ways to show random acts of kindness, little things that you can do that you may never thought of. And again, I want to talk to your ancestors, or, you know, if there's a famous person you want to hear from, then we'll do that. Well, maybe I can start there. If there's somebody, maybe just my spirit guides. Maybe my spirit guides wanted to talk to you a little bit about kindness and inspiration and all that stuff. Well, let me see who it is. I'll channel for a few minutes, and then we'll get into an article. I can't, you know, I got emotional reading this article because I'm into animals, pets, dogs, cats, horses, pigs. You know, I lived on a farm as a child. And so I got attached. We had goats, we had chickens, we had pigs, we had dogs, we had cats. Yeah, geese. Now, geese are not my favorite. People go, oh, geese are cool. No, they're not. Geese are not cool. See, I have a little of a thing about geese that they love to chase me. Even now, a few years ago, I was here in Southern California, and there's a lake, and it's kind of a bird sanctuary. And so I went there, and you know, I thought I'd make friends with the geese. I thought, oh, this is cool. I can become friends with these geese. We, you know, we can put our bygones by, because when I was a kid, they would chase me into the house and try to bite me on the rear end as I was going into the house. I thought, okay, you know, I'm going to make friends. I'm going to make friends with the geese population. So I went to the park one day, and there's a bunch of geese. Started walking up to them really slow, trying to be friendly, talking to them. You know, hi, geese. Hi, guys. They started chasing me. Okay, so at that point, I said, I'm done with the geese. We're never going to bond properly. But I love animals anyway. I mean, all kinds of animals. So I have a great article on loyalty from animals. And, you know, and you ever think of animals showing kindness, but this is just an amazing article. And hopefully I can get it without getting too emotional, because it's incredible stuff. You probably have heard most of the stories, but I'm going to do them anyway. Okay, so I have a caller. So you know what we're on is inspirational things. If you want to hear from ancestors, it's all inspirational this today. It's all about random acts of kindness. And if you're going to call in, tell me something you would do as a random act for kindness towards yourself or others. So I'm going to make you work a little bit today. This is what it's all about. And I'll take a call. Then I'll do my spirit. Let my spirit guides or a famous person or whoever it is talk to you for a minute about what they want to talk to you about. And I'm sure it's on the same topic, because they're the ones that mentioned it. Said, you need to talk about kindness and random acts of kindness. Okay. Inspire people today. Okay, we're going to inspire people today. Okay, let me take a call. It's at 804 area code. So hopefully we're on the same path here, you know, same track. You know, it's all about being inspired. No negativity.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, my name is Hugh.
Hi, Hugh. What's going on?
So I'm sorry?
What acts of random acts of kindness are you going to display to other people today?
Well, I am actually a global visionary, and I created a poem many years ago as a motivator in my own life.
Specifically, are you going to be doing something for other people today? Like help somebody across the street, open a door for somebody, buy groceries for a shut-in, do something. That's kind of where I'm going with this show, is about inspiring people to do random acts of kindness. Some little things, just the little things. Maybe go wash somebody's dishes. Who knows? Who knows, right? Who knows?
That's what I'm looking to do through the poem.
Okay. Did you have a question for me?
Yes. If I can give you the poem, you'll understand.
You know what? I'd rather move on. You know, this is about people that want to talk to spirit guides or to their ancestors. So why don't you hold that to another time, because I'm kind of a little short on time and I want to get through a lot of things. So maybe we can do the poem another time. I appreciate that. Okay.
All right. It's all about caring and sharing. I guess you don't want to do that. Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, I wasn't trying to be rude to that individual, but kind of going in a certain direction today. So let me take another call, and I really want my spirit guides to talk to you about whatever they want to talk to you about. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hello.
Yeah,
so
I'm sorry. The other.
What random acts of kindness are you going to try to attempt to do? I know you're in a. It'll probably be tomorrow. So think of something that you would do to help somebody else or do some kind act for somebody else tomorrow. You have anything in mind?
I will most likely see my son tomorrow.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Something really nice. You're going to do something nice for your son.
Yes.
Excellent. Say, did you have a question while we're on the line? Because, you know.
Is there a message from an ancestor, any inspiring message for me for this phase in my life?
Father's side of the family, female energy, going back a couple generations, female, that must be a great-grandmother or something like that. On father's side of the family, now what is she saying to you about inspiration? Let's see if she has something inspiring to say to you. Um, it's not real clear, but it's about time. It's about taking your time or not worrying about time or not worrying about things in the near future, that time will take care of itself, or what you're concerned about will take care of itself. So you don't have to put pressure on the outcomes that you're looking for, because it keeps coming back to this expression of time will take care of itself. So just don't worry about it. Just time will, you know, in time, all things will work out for you. So just relax. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's really just kind of go with it, because it's all in works. It's like the picture that they're showing me, and I don't know if it's her or my spirit guides, but it's like you're on a boat on a river, and you don't have to paddle. It'll take you where you just relax and enjoy the ride. Basically, relax, enjoy the ride, because it's going to take you where you need to go. Okay, just relax.
Yeah,
you'll get there.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, random acts of kindness. So let me see. Let me do this thing about pets, because I thought this was the coolest article, and I found this on beliefdebt.com, and I don't know the author. It's loyal and courageous pets to sacrifice their life to help others. Now, I'm going to skip the first one, because the first one's kind of like, whoa, it's a little emotional for me. Second one is Bucky. Okay, Bucky is a dog. Bucky, in January, Mark left his dog with his dad in Virginia because he couldn't have a dog at his home in Myrtle Beach. Now, Bucky looks like a black lab, big black lab, okay? But a short time later, Bucky went missing and set out on a 500-mile journey to find Vessels. The dog was taken in by a family in Carolina Forest that brought him to an animal hospital in Grand Stand, where they learned Bucky was microchipped. They called Vessels. That's the individual. I'm assuming that's his name. How Becky made it to South Carolina is still anybody's guess. Now, why this story? Because loyalty. Look, amazing how loyal a dog could be, that if will seek out its owner, even over hundreds of miles. It's that attachment that animals can have to us. It's amazing. It's incredible. I'm looking at my dog. She's going, not sure about that. Con, a 17-month-old Charlotte, was playing in the backyard of her family's Australian home when the family's Doberman Pinscher, Con, began to snarl. A king brown snake, the third most venomous kind in the world, was under the house. Con tried to nudge the toddler away, but when she didn't budge, the dog lifted the toddler by her diaper and tossed her several feet behind him, just as the snake lunged and bit his paw instead of her. After receiving antivenom, the dog made a full recovery. Now, that's loyalty. You know, that's love. I'm going to get emotional. I'm trying not to. Animals have love, and they love us, and they love their people. So anybody who doesn't, you know, appreciate dogs, well, okay. Tommy, when police officer Patrick Doherty entered the home of Gary Rosenstein, he was surprised by what he found. Rosenstein had fallen out of his wheelchair and was on the ground near his bed. His tabby cat, Tommy, lay next to the phone on the living room floor. According to police, a 911 call had come from the apartment. When the dispatch department heard silence on the line, they decided to check the home. Rosenstein later said he had tried to teach Tommy to dial 911 years before, but he was unsure whether it worked. An amazing cat. Can your cat dial 911 or your dog? I thought that was an incredible little story, right? Yeah. Loyalty, love that they express to us. Isn't that amazing? You know, that's inspiring to kind of go hug your dog or your cat, right? They're so loyal. Next one. Winnie. Winnie the cat is a real hero cat. This cat saved lives of her family. When gasoline powered water pump in the family basement produced a deadly gas, Winnie made her family wake up by continuous meows and saved their lives. So a cat, get out of here, you know, like that loyalty, that love. It's not just dogs, it's cats. But the next story is really cool too. It's about a pig. Pigs. Aha. Joe Ann Altman suffered a heart attack while vacationing in the north woods of Pennsylvania. Lulu, a housebroken Vietnamese pot-bellied pig, came to Joanne's aid. Lulu took one look at Joanne, and after crying for a moment, she managed to push open the gate to get into a nearby road. Witnesses reported that Lulu would wait until a car approached, then calmly walk out into the road and lay down in front of the oncoming vehicle. When a driver failed to stop, Lulu would return to Joanne to check on her and then leave again to try and summon help. After about 45 minutes, the determined pig finally managed to persuade a young owner to stop and follow her to the Altman's mobile home. The man telephoned the emergency services, and the paramedics quickly arrived. You ever think of pigs that way? Loyal, you know, kind, and, you know, like loving humans. Okay, I'm getting emotional because I love animals. And when I read about animal stories doing beautiful things, it's emotionally touching to me. Okay, but that's just loyalty. Isn't that kind of cool, huh? Loyalty animals have for us. And so I thought I'd inspire you. I thought those were cool, inspiring. So go hug your dog. Go hug your cat. They're amazing beings, right? Okay, so let's move on. Let's if anyone else wants a call. And if you want to hear from any, I was going to do my spirit guides. Oh, yeah, or whoever comes through. So I'll do that now. Maybe that'll get me off the animal thing for a moment. Whoa. Okay. Still looking at my dog going, can you do that? She's looking at me. Yeah, I can do that. I can call the police or the paramedics. Can you call the paramedics? No, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. So let me see who wants to come through. All life has a soul, an essence, a portion of source energy. You call it God. Let's just call it source. All life. And the more the intelligence of the life form as you move up in the animal kingdom, the more that they have of this soulfulness, this connection to all there is, this loyalty to life, loyalty to their own breeds, but also in many cases loyalty to humans if they're familiar and if they're around humans and if they bond with a human. There's that loyalty that's developed between humans and the animal kingdom because of the soulfulness, because of the soul, because they all, every being, every essence has that within them, that love. Now, it's not always displayed to other life forms unless there's a bonding with them. So we're not going to talk too much about that, but we wanted to emphasize that point that all life has a soul, has an essence, and it all has a part of that source energy, that love that comes from source, and it will manifest that love in many different ways. You see it in the animal kingdom where the in the maternal aspect of the animal kingdom, well, the mother will do whatever it can to preserve the life of the child, the little one, whatever animal it is. And you see that certain beings and certain will actually grieve over the loss of one of their companions in the animal kingdom. So you all have that essence of love. You all have that essence, all life forms. So it's necessary for you to show respect for all life forms, for you to act kind towards life forms, to display that kindness back to them, regardless of what the life form is, whatever animal it might be. There's a certain level of kindness that you need to display to them as they reach higher levels of intelligence and response to you as humans. So we encourage that. We encourage that interconnection between you and other life forms. We're kind of bouncing off what George was talking about today. So it's a precious relationship you have with life and other life forms. Appreciate it. Foster it. Enjoy it. It brings you joy. It brings you kindness. Displaying kindness to animals will give you that same warm feeling that he's been talking about. We're not going to go into too much depth. He has a lot to talk about. But we want you to respect life in all forms. And understand also that they have roles to play in the animal kingdom. That they're playing their particular roles in the environment of the animal kingdom. And so understand that what they do is part of their role, whatever it is. Okay, so we'll leave it there. Okay, we'll leave it there. So let George get back to what he was talking about. I think my own emotional base today kind of upset the energy a little bit. It's kind of a little off, but that's okay. That's okay. Let's do something a little different. You know, I talked to some ancestors. That was my spirit guides. Yeah, that was my energy was a little off with them because of my own. So I can calm down a little bit. Okay, so let's talk about random acts of kindness. And we'll go through a few of these. Now, if anybody had in the chat room, anybody else wants to call in, and if you know of random acts of kindness that you would display, that's what I was asking that other gentleman to do. It's the little things. Okay, let me go through. This is an article from, what is it from? It's from Life Hack. And it's 29 ways to carry out random acts of kindness every day. And I thought, now you might have your own and we can go through here. And if you have others that you might think of in terms of, as I explain, random acts of kindness are just beautiful. Because it helps you and it helps the individual. You gain a great deal of benefit from being kind. Okay, so put them into practice and create your own. Send someone a handwritten note of thanks. There's something nice about handwriting a note versus putting it on the computer and printing it out. A handwritten note, actually what you're doing too is transferring your energy into the note. When you're using your hands and writing through whatever instrument you write with, a part of your energy is going into that. And you can person actually, if they're in tuned at all, can pick up your energy. And if it's done with love, then they're picking up your love. If it's done with kindness, they can pick up your kindness. So try that, right? Handwritten note to someone out of appreciation or just to say hello. That's the next point. Make a card at home and send it to a friend for no reason. Same thing. Basically the same line. Write a note. And as you're doing it, okay, put love into it. Just put your love into it. Just send love energy to it. And see if they pick it up. I bet you they do. I'm sure they will. If they're in tune at all, especially if they know you, they're in tune at all, they will. Okay, number three, buy a lottery ticket for a stranger. You ever think about doing that? Yeah, what if they win the big one, right? You know, wait a minute, time out. They just won $20 million. Wait a minute. Hold on. I want that one back. No, just teasing. You know, whatever. Out of love and generosity, they might try to find you, but you know, that's not important. The point is you've shown some kindness. Put some coins in someone else's parking meter. Now that's paying it forward, and that's a beautiful thing to do, especially if you see somebody's. We have these different kind of meters here, and they're electronic, but you can still see if somebody's time is running out, and you can add some time for them. That's a beautiful act of kindness for a stranger or somebody you know. It doesn't matter. Coffee for someone, just, you know, like Starbucks, or just buy a random cup of coffee for somebody. Hey, would you like a cup of coffee, like a cup of tea? Just, you know, and I don't know what they mean by the next part of that, so I'm not going to go there. How about this one? You have people in your neighborhood, maybe they're a shut-in, maybe they're elderly, maybe they're really busy, maybe, you know, maybe you got a single mother with kids, and it's just like, just time is overwhelmed by time, right? Cut your neighbor's hedge, mow her lawn, do little things around their house for her or them. Okay? Now, this next one I would appreciate from time to time, but, you know, so you know what I mean by that is if you see a neighbor who is kind of stressed out because they have too much to do and not enough time and those little things, the little neglect around the yard of taking place, maybe to rake their leaves. We're getting into autumn here. How about raking their leaves for them? You know, you're a single mother, a couple of kids, you know, it's kind of tough. So cut the hedges, but there could be a lot more than just cutting the hedges, right? Walk your friend's dog. That's an idea. Your friend's dog. Where is my dog? I don't know. Okay. Give a compliment about your waiter and or waitress. We would call that a server here, but so compliment your server to their manager. Go up to their manager and say, hey, what's his name or what's her name? Just did a great job, and I really appreciate. You know, I gave them a tip. Obviously, you're going to tip them. Tip them generously. They work hard for the money. Don't be cheap. Don't be cheap. And you might want to put a little extra on there. You know, you might want to put a little extra tip. Okay. How about this one? This is a cool one. Send someone a small gift anonymously. You ever think about doing that? You're not going to get praise back, but you just send a gift to somebody that you know. And it's just a small gift, a little token gift, right? Now, this has happened to me, and so I have to think that this is a beautiful thing to do because I had a flat tire one day, and somebody randomly was walking down the street and said, hey, I'll fix it for you. I'll change it, put your spare on for you. So stop and help someone replace the flat tire. Can you do that? I mean, if not mechanically inclined and you make the situation worse, that would be a bummer. But if you can randomly just stop and say, okay. Next one I thought was really, whoa, what happened? That thing jumped way ahead here. I touched something. Don't touch anything. Okay. Let someone jump ahead of you at the bank. They call it the queue. This must be an English gentleman, right? Jump ahead of you at the in the queue at the bank. Hey, why don't you go first? You know, why don't you? You got somebody who looks like they're having a hard time that day, and they seem to be in a hurry, or they're elderly, or maybe they're physically challenged in some way. Hey, why don't you go first? I got a little time. Okay. I'm going to post these to Facebook, so if you want to read these for yourself at some time. And, okay, so moving right along. I'm going to check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me, but that's what we're doing. It's random acts of kindness, things that inspire you to do inspiring things, right? It's all about. That's what today's show is. So when you go into the weekend, you can think of ways that you can help. Even at the market, somebody has a couple items and you have a whole basket full and you're in front of, hey, why don't you go ahead of me? You only have a couple items, right? Or even somebody seems really rushed and a woman, you know, single moms are stressed out all the time. My daughter is not a single mom, but her husband, my son-in-law, is in the Army. He's stationed overseas. So she has her hands full from time to time. So she's the kind of person I'm thinking about would, you know, like certain times when you have a child and it would just offering a little kindness towards single mothers or mothers with their children. Beautiful thing to do. Just a little helping hand, right? You agree with me? I hope that you agree with me. Or elderly or even children in some cases. Okay, so I'm moving right along. Pay for the drinks on the next table at a cafe. Some people got coffee. Just go over and pick up their tab for them, right? We're not talking steak and lobster. We're just talking a couple drinks, right? The alcoholics are not alcoholic, you know. Sometimes alcohol, I don't drink, but I've seen what they can cost now to go out for drinks, and I'm going, oh, good thing I gave that up years ago. My goodness, you know, the $20 drink, I'm going, oh, my goodness. Well, I don't think, it depends on where you're at, right? Okay, so but helping somebody. Treat a friend to the movies for no reason. Hey, or it could be some kind of event. It doesn't have to be the movies, but it's some kind of event. Hey, I got this ticket. You want to go? And sometimes you don't even have to go with them. You ever think about that? Hey, here's a ticket. Why don't you go to the theater? I have this, you know, I have this ticket. Why don't you go? A gift certificate. You could buy gift certificates for the movie theaters, and you could give out the gift certificates to your friends once in a while. This is a nice gesture. And especially if a person's been loyal to you and helped you in some way. Hey, give them a gift certificate to the movies, or, you know, whatever it is, or Starbucks, or whatever it is, right? Give a huge tip to someone them and they least expect it. Now, it goes back to the art one before, but yeah, just a huge tip. Never mind, I won't go there. I'll leave that one alone. Yeah, I go to a restaurant on every Saturday, and we have a certain waiter or server. I could use the word server because that's what they really officially call their, they, and she is really kind and helpful and is made up for, kind of compensated for my mistakes from time to time when asking for something. So in that case, yeah, a little extra tip. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate your assistance. Appreciate your help. And just say, I appreciate your help. Just offering an appreciation. I'm really grateful that you were able to help me today. Hold the train door open for somebody rushing to get in. It could be the bus. It could be the train. It could be somewhere. Right? Hold the door open for somebody, just anywhere. Just hold the door open for them. You know, coming back to single moms and how important it is that they need that help from time to time, right? Okay, so if you join me late, it's about 29 ways to carry out random acts of kindness every day. And this is what the show is about, inspiring you to, because acts of kindness benefit you in ways that you can never imagine. Not what you're going to get back from them in a material way, but what you're going to get back for your health, for your heart, for your cardiovascular system, for just your who you are as a person by being kind to other people. I like this next one. Give up your seat for someone, not just an elderly person. Just give up your seat. Hey, whatever. I guess if you're on public transportation, we don't. But it could be in a restaurant. It could be some other place. You're waiting to go, you know, like the doctor's office, or is busy or someplace. Hey, you can have my seat. Here, sit. Wherever it might be, give up your seat. Just automatically do it. Right? Be willing to show kindness to somebody. Write notes of appreciation at least once a week. Now, I didn't say who to write notes of appreciation to. Maybe you just write notes of appreciation to yourself or to your family members, right? Just write notes of appreciation. I'll check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me. We're getting through these, and these are beautiful. And I'm just starting the conversation. So think of things that random acts of kindness that you can offer to other people. Couple more. I gotta do a couple more before I go back to you guys. Okay. Talk to a homeless person and have a normal conversation. Just show a little respect. Show a little interest in them. You know, a friend of mine on Facebook, I live in Pasadena, California, there's groups of homeless people, and there's certain people that, you know, they congregate in certain areas, and there's this one between this bank and the church, and they sleep there. And a friend of mine bought food for a couple of individuals. And then had a conversation, and she found that this person to be very nice and very, you know, people have difficult times. You know, how many people are just a couple paychecks away from being homeless, right? And some have, you know, mental difficulties, mental illness of some kind. But just talk to a homeless person, have a normal conversation, right? As much as you can. How about pick up the rubbish in the road, which would otherwise be lying around? If you see something, you know, people can sometimes be careless, but sometimes people drop things and they don't even realize they dropped it on the sidewalk or in the road. Pick it up. Throw it away. Why not? And that's really showing respect for your community, and it's doing kindness for your community to keep your community from being cluttered. Okay, we got a few more to go. Let me see if anybody wants to talk. No? Okay. Oh, I will do a little commercial here. And in the episode information, now, been doing channeled readings, which means that I'll let my spirit guides talk to you. I kind of go into the background. It's like I'm in the other room, and they come through and they talk to you. So the offer is still $1.20 per minute for those, and minimum is 10 minutes. And we'll let my spirit guides talk to you about whatever is going on in your life. And I love to do channeled readings because I just go away. It's much easier for me just to let them talk to you. It is different than being what you call a psychic or with cards and whatever else, because being a trance channel, you're really speaking, let spirit speak through you. Now, they do use my vocabulary but they will give you a message, and there's no, I guess you would call it interference, or very little. You know, when people do psychic work sometimes and they're getting messages, however the clairvoyant or clairaudient or, you know, through tarot cards or whatever, there is a little bit of interference from the reader. And when you're channeling, a lot of that goes away because you're not filtering. So we stop. And a lot of times when people do readings, and they have good intentions, beautiful intentions, they're loving intentions, but they do filter based on their own perspective and their own outlooks on life and their own history and their own beliefs. And, you know, so when you're channeling, it is pure, clean, right to you. So I offered that. So you can contact me through my website, my Facebook page, if you're with me on Facebook, because I'll offer it on Facebook too. And then my email address is probably the best way. It's there, earthlightsc@yahoo.com, or even my phone number if you want to call and set up a time. And channel readings are so much – I really love to do them. And the minimum is 10 minutes. So think about it. It's fun. And it can be very enlightening. It can help you a lot in making decisions of where your life is going. That's what it's all about. Where's your life going? How to get there? How to get where you want to go in life? Okay, back to the one we were talking about, ways of acting, carrying out random acts of kindness. Now, if you're in the chat room, do you have any? You can write one out for me real quick. Just, you know, what random act of kindness can you do this weekend towards your family, your friends, or even a stranger? Okay, next one. Compliment a work colleague for their excellence. When I was in management, I did that all the time, where I would give little rewards, excellence rewards, little pieces of paper that said you did an excellent job on a certain date for a certain task. It didn't have any monetary connection with it, but I could see that people appreciated, because those who would get it would tack it up in their cubicle. It's kind of a badge of honor that, you know, they know that you appreciate their work. And that's the thing. So if you appreciate somebody else's work that you're working with, compliment them. And again, you can do the cup of coffee, or again, just the words, or I did little certificates of appreciation for people I worked with. It's kind of fun. You can find those on your computer. You can print them out and give them to people. I just appreciate what you did today. Recommend a competitor to a potential client. Now that one, some people go, wait a minute, I can't do that. But sometimes you just don't have the answer for somebody. And I was in sales for a long time. And, you know, sales managers would go crazy if you said, hey, maybe you need this. You know, we don't sell these, but maybe you want to go here. Whoa, that's a good idea, right? Recommend a competitor to a potential client, because, or why don't you go there and compare? Kindness, okay? Give another driver your parking spot. Now, Southern California, that's a tough one, right? That's like, oh, give up a parking spot. Now I got to walk another 30 feet. Okay, whatever. Again, pick the situation, right? Pick the situation. You see a mother with a bunch of children. Hey, you can have my spot. You get an elderly couple. It doesn't have a handicap sticker. Give them a spot. Or it doesn't matter. I mean, it could be anybody. I like the next one. It's kind of cool. And they said, give a piece of fruit to a delivery person. Now, that could be your mail person, your postman. You could be that. Or it could be the UPS driver, right? and give a bottle of water. You know, buy a bunch of little extra bottled water, and if you see the UPS guy or the mailman, give him a bottle of water. Why not? You know, or if you work in a company where the mailman comes, hey, give him a bottle of water. It's a hot day, or a cup of coffee, whatever. So just little random acts of kindness that you can do to somebody. Now, it's been hot here, so I never see my mailman, but that's a great idea, isn't it? Help an elderly neighbor carry out the trash, right? Why not? Again, we're back to the single moms and the elderly people, but it could be anybody, really. It could be anybody. Just help them. You know, if they're struggling with their trash cans or trash barrels or whatever, you know, hey, let me help you with that. Let me help to take it out to the curb for you. Tell all your family members how much you appreciate them. Ah, that's a good one. I like the next one. Now, this is not meant in a religious way, so you're not going to leave religious pamphlets everywhere like some people love to do. Leave a copy of an interesting book on a train or a bus. Now, it could be a novel. It could be fun, a novel. It'd be something that people would love to read. Maybe it's a book of jokes. That's a great one. Leave a book of jokes on the train or on a bus for people. And the next one's along the same line. Buy an inspirational book for a friend. Oh, that's a lot. No, I thought that was a lot. No, we got a couple more. But that's cool. If you've read a book, buy a copy for your friend. Right? That's a great one. Give them a copy. I read a lot of e-books. I'm not sure if I can do that for a friend, but I think I can. So if I have their, you know, if you have their email address and they have a Kindle reader or Apple reader or whatever, you know what they have, and you could send it to them. It's easier just to buy the paper book and give it to them, right? But that's an idea if you're into e-books. Send a note to a person who has helped you in the past. Somebody assisted you and you know how to get contact with them, do it. The next one I love, it's really important. We should be doing this a lot every day. Absolutely every day we should be doing this. Smile a lot. Smile at people. I'll give you another one that goes along with that. Now, this is a little touchier, but it's give hugs. Give free hugs to people you know primarily. Just, hey, give me a hug. You need a hug. I need a hug. Just give hugs. Hugs are this amazing thing with sending out oxytocin, which is that feel-good chemical which helps the heart and the body. So just giving hugs and looking somebody in the eye and giving them a hug. It might be a little teepee hug if you know what I mean by that. But just give hugs out. Random hugs. Hey, you need a hug. I need a hug. So that's what the article says. There are 29 different ways. And I've exaggerated on them a little bit. I'm out of time. What is it? Today's Friday. I'll be back on Monday. I'm sorry about the caller. If you have a quick question, maybe within 30 seconds, I can answer a question real quick. Hello. Got 30 seconds.
I just wanted to see what messages do they have any messages for me?
Well, your first name?
Stacy.
A message from ancestor message, father's side of the family. Male energy. I get a similar kind of message. It's basically he's saying be patient. Be patient.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Going to unfold. Money is on the way. Money is on the way. That's what I heard. So believe it or not, that's what I got for you. Money is on the way. That's a cool thing, isn't it?
Excellent, because I need it.
Okay, well, he's telling you money is on the way, so be patient, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank
have a great
you.
Have a great weekend. Bye. Money is on. I like that one. I'm not trying to make that up. That's what I got. Money is on the way. Yeah, it's a beautiful statement. Okay, I've had fun today. I love you guys. I'll be back on Monday. We'll do more of this. We'll let my spirit guides talk to you. Or if there's any famous people that you want to hear from on the next show, we'll do that. So have a great weekend. Have some fun. Stay dry. Pray for those who are in danger. Bye.